And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me.
Good oldie tune there. Love is great, of course. But what are you going to do once the high school doors close behind you? Don't know much. Won't cut it in the real world. But you do have an opportunity to find the education and skills you will need to survive and prosper. This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is Dr. Manuel Perez, president of the College of San Mateo. Welcome, Dr. Perez.
Thank you so much for having me.
On October 7th, the College of San Mateo announced a coastside campus here in Half Moon Bay. What led to this decision?
Well, you know, Bill, the vision of our institution really is about providing liberatory education and really making sure that we center on individual achievement and generational impacts. So when we asked ourselves, in what way can we increase these elements of our vision or further this vision, the coastside is squarely part of that conversation. And you know, we used to be in Half Moon Bay as a college at Shoreline Station. This is about 2010. We were here for a few years. And as situations would have it, and as we evolved over time, we were really interested in bringing the college back into the community. That's always been part of our strategic planning, making sure that our community doesn't feel like they have to come to us. We're a community college. We should be coming to the community.
Interestingly enough, where you came to was the Occidental Hotel building. How did that come about?
When we were looking at regaining a footprint back in the city, we wanted someplace that was central for our students. So we wanted someplace near the high school, not too far from the high school. We also were interested in something that was close to downtown so that we could be supportive and resourceful for all of our folks that were commuting through the center of the city. And then we stumbled upon the Occidental Hotel. Right? New development. And then in partnership with Joe Cochette, we were really excited that not only was it a new space, not only did it meet the needs of our facilities, of our plan for the future, but there was alignment with our mission and our vision. In speaking with Joe Cochette, if you've ever spoken with Joe Cochette,
Oh, yes.
He is very, very passionate about his projects, what he's investing in, and he wants to make an impact that is very much aligned with what CSM is here to do. It was a perfect alignment.
So you're going to have some programs here. What's going to be the focus of those programs?
I'm so excited you asked, Bill. There are three areas that we're really focusing on as part of our CSM Coastside offerings. Largely, they're about strengthening our workforce, so courses that really expand on those skill sets for certificates or short-term courses. Language acquisition. Whether it's learning English at different levels for entrepreneurship, something quick and effective and useful, or something that's longer term for certificates. And then lastly, offering courses that go towards a transfer opportunity, whether that's an immediate transfer, kind of filling some gaps, or building upon what is a long-term plan that our counselors will help students to develop and get to wherever their final destination could be.
And speaking of destinations, obviously this takes some financial support for this to be a destination. Where's that coming from?
The Coastside itself, the CSM Coastside facility, is funded through a combo of different general funds that are located at the college campus. But we are excited about opportunities at the federal grant level in terms of programs that we are actively applying for to help further fund different projects and programs coming out of CSM Coastside, not the least of which being our support for migrant and seasonal farm workers. So there are some things that we have in the fire, right, that are kind of brewing and hopefully coming to fruition in the next few months. But additionally, what's even better about our opportunities at the Coastside, connecting finances, we know that's typically a barrier for students broadly, and even more so for our Coastside students who, you know, there's a little mountain range between the main campus and the coast.
You know it well.
Yeah. Some folks would say, it's so small. It's right around the corner, our main campus. And others would say, No, it's far, far away.
There are times it might as well be the Alps, considering what happens to it. Now, when it comes to the College of San Mateo campus itself, what kind of programs and degrees are offered in general?
Generally speaking, we have such a beautiful array of programs. I just came last week from the graduation of our Fire Academy, right? So our Fire Academy, preparing our firefighters for our region, Northern California, and kind of getting them ready to go. So certificates and programs geared towards that. Our nursing program is a fantastic program that is in partnership with some of our other four-year institutions who actually come to CSM because of our renowned facilities and resources. And we have a plethora of other transfer-level programs that also help students to get from our community college general education courses that are for transfer into the four-year pipeline.
Yeah, and that four-year pipeline, it's interesting because some people think, oh, transfer, how am I going to get in to a school? And actually, there's no exclusivity, even Harvard and Yale accept transfer students.
Oh, absolutely. I was one of them. So I was a transfer student as well. And, you know, the possibilities and the opportunities that a community college education unlocks for our community is tremendous. And also right now in San Mateo County, our district is absolutely free. And so what we mean by that is if you are a resident of the County of San Mateo, you could be eligible to have all fees waived. And even more so, if you do qualify based on your financial data, right, your income, your FAFSA, as we call it, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, and the potential California Dream Act application, based on that income and that data, if you qualify, you could even have additional fees waived and other perks or incentives like transportation or different vouchers to use on the campus. We're really trying to make transportation, finances, and typical barriers that we know impact our students, we're trying to remove them or eliminate them altogether.
One of the things to do is to convince students today, they're thinking, college education, just, it isn't worth it. All the expense, I'll be in debt over my head if I actually go to 4 years. So now they're going to show up and say, you know, these 2 years could make the difference. And what kind of programs do you have that say, sit down with us and tell us what your interest is and we can show you in 2 years that puts you into the workforce and into careers?
So we have amazing programs that are specialized at providing focused counseling support, so academic planning, and making sure that part of that planning includes regular engagement with the student. So not only saying, hey, Bill, here's your plan, just follow this plan, you'll be good to go. But it's more about, Bill, in the middle of the month of your first month here, how are you doing? How's that plan that we developed going? And then let's check in next month, and how is that going? And let's make sure you attend this workshop, which I know is going to help because you mentioned, you know, having some concerns around transportation. Let's get you connected with this resource. Programs like our Promise Scholars program. So that is a program that is fashioned to really help students complete, but give them focused attention and support. So it's not just a good luck, here you go. It's a good luck, here you go, and I'll be here next week and the week after, and come on in, and we have programs and workshops to make sure you get through. We're with you the whole way.
Well, most important, how do students, potential students, contact College of San Mateo?
Through CSM CoastSide, we have folks that are ready to respond to questions, answer any kinds of concerns or inquiries that you may have. So the email, csmcoastside, all together, csmcoastside@smccd.edu. That email will get all of your questions answered.
Well, it's nice to know there'll be somebody here as opposed to, I mean, we all use websites, and we love websites, but you go to a website, oh, I'm buried already. Mm-hmm. But there'll be somebody right here. That should be very encouraging to people who otherwise thought, oh, boy, I'm going to have to go through the website and dig through that, and they won't answer my questions. And that'll be great to have someone right here.
Yes, absolutely. And that was the point of us having a space reopened here on the coast side. So physically come and visit us as well. We will get all of your questions answered. And in fact, on Saturday, January 11th, we are having what we call a Super Saturday, which is kind of like a single-stop registration. Any question that you have, If you visit us on Saturday and your goal is to get a schedule, we will get you all the way completed in a single stop to make sure you get exactly what you need before you leave that space. And that'll be physically here at our location, CSM Coastside. Come and visit us. We'll have activities, we'll have programs, counselors, different folks from our admissions and records office to make sure that we address all the questions that you may have and get you on your way.
And when do the doors open?
So we are getting set up in the spring. We're about to go on break for our winter break, but we'll be back up and running in the second and third week of January and definitely ready to go for classes.
Well, we'll hope to have you back when getting close to the ribbon cutting.
Yes.
So let everybody know. Mm-hmm. Now, Coastsiders always have the challenge of driving over the hill, arriving on time for anything. Having a facility, a program right here in Half Moon Bay is going to be a real asset to our community. And I want to thank you for taking the time to come over the hill in our direction and joining us today.
Oh, it is absolutely my pleasure. Anytime, and please come visit us at CSM Coastside. We are so excited to be back in the community in a formal and permanent way.
My guest today has been Dr. Manuel Perez, President of the College of San Mateo. That's the music you will be delighted to hear when you have acquired the knowledge and skills for a successful future. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
Bill Wood, graduate of the KHNB School of Interviews, with our feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.